Scano, Sego, Sigoli, Ani, and welcome to Compelling Conversations. I'm your host, David Moses. It's a pleasure to have you with us today here on the show. It's also a pleasure to welcome to the show my guest, someone that I spoke to about a year ago around this same time having to do with the Forest City Film Festival, because she, in fact, at that time, and I'm not sure if Judith is still the Indigenous Program Curator, we'll find that out in a moment, but Judith Kanatahawi Schuler is an Indigenous filmmaker from Oneida Nation of the Thames near London, Ontario, and she has a film in the Forest City Film Festival this year, a short film. It is entitled Once Upon a Time in the Bay. It premieres on Friday, October 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Wolf Performance Hall. And so if you're interested, you can go to the forestcityfilmfestival.ca website and check out more, find out about all the films that they're screening all week long as this festival continues. So Judith Sego, and welcome to the show.
Sigoli, David, thank you for having me again.
Yeah, and it's so great to connect with you, because last year, as I mentioned, being the Indigenous Program Curator, are you fulfilling that same role this year?
Yes, so I'm still a part of the Forest City as the Indigenous Curator as well as I have a film in the festival as a part of the regular programming.
Yes, so congratulations to you on that, by the way.
Thank you. So yeah, so I guess I'll talk just a little bit about, so we had one screening already.
Okay.
At Forest City on Sunday, mm-hmm. which was the first Indigenous screening. And so we had Ray by Devery Jacobs, or Gawanahar Day Devery Day Jacobs. And we had Honor to Senator Murray Sinclair by right. Alanisa Bobswin. Mm-hmm. And we also had Holy Angels by Jay Cardinal Valiu. I think that's how you say his last name. I'm probably saying it wrong. But it was a fairly short program because the content was pretty intense. Honor to Senator Murray St. Clair and Holy Angels is both about residential school. Mm-hmm. And so I kept the program there. It was under an hour. I think it might have been 50 minutes or 53 minutes, something like that, just because I felt that it would have been enough for everybody.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And everybody... everyone that was there was really singing the praises of the program. And I wish that we actually had a second screening of it, because a lot of people that were there were like, I wish this person was supposed to come and they weren't able to attend, and, you know, things like that. But they are actually going to show them online the following week. So after the end of next week, everything will be online.
Oh, nice.
So if anybody missed anything, they can view it online, and you can just purchase tickets the same way at fcff.ca.
Great. Thanks for sharing that for people. Now, I appreciate what you said there about the content and the subject matter that was there in that short hour of presenting. I'm also wondering, was there a Q&A afterwards? Was there any involvement from the filmmakers themselves at that point?
There wasn't, but the only reason was is because everybody is so busy right now, because actually Imaginative Film Festival starts. So we when I spoke with Devery, she is shooting something else right now. So she's just really, you know, not available for any period of time right now. And then Alanisa Bomswin actually had another panel discussion talk at the exact same time that we were having the thing in Montreal. And then Jay Cardinal was actually on a train from traveling from Vancouver to Toronto to get to the Imaginative Festival today. So everybody's, you know, all over the place and working, which is really good.
It is.
But yeah, we weren't able to have a filmmaker's Q&A after, but I let the audience know that they were all, disappointed that they couldn't, because every single one of them always like to attend with their films and you know, be there for the audience.
Yeah, it really sounds that this is a busy time for festivals, film festivals and things, but I guess that's part and parcel because we're just still coming out of COVID as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I think even just getting people out of the house at this point is a lot, because people are still a little bit weary.
Yep.
about coming out in public, and you know, a lot of the elders too. Although I did have a lot of elders that were at the screening, and they were actually really moved by the film. And I actually had just a room off to the side where we had smudging available, and we all just had a little chat after, because some of the people were actually affected. Some of the people who were there did go to residential school, and they had actually never seen it sort of displayed so honest. I guess truthfully.
Yeah, honestly and truthfully. Yeah,
honestly and true. And it brought up some things for them that all that stuff happened to them as well.
Yeah.
So, because some people are still coming to terms with it.
Of course.
Some elders they've come to terms with it. They know what happened. They're able to talk about it, and some aren't even able to speak about it yet.
It's true. Yeah, it's very true.
Yes. So those films were really important. But yeah, I would like to have, I think next year that I will sort of vouch to have a couple of screenings for any people that missed the first one, because,
right,
you know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you say that your film was on that screening?
So my film is going to be premiering on Friday.
Right.
Friday, October 21st at 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually playing before a feature film, which is really amazing.
Right.
You know, because when you're in a shorts program, that's one thing, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, people, there's a lot of content. But when your short film's at the beginning of a feature, it's like great, because I'm like, okay, everyone's going to remember.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only one. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I shot this, I wrote and directed this film.
You're also starring in it?
I am also starring in it.
Yes, okay.
So this is also my acting debut.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we shot it in New Zealand, and my partner is actually one of the producers on it, and, you know, helped with a lot of the stuff. You know, got all the people that... We had for post, so the sound design, the editor, the color correcting, you know, so all of that stuff was done in New Zealand with a New Zealand crew. So I was the only one that was not from New Zealand, and then my co-star Machu Hamurera is Maori, and my partner's Maori as well. And our other producer, Sharif Breakwell, is also Maori. So we had a lot of, so it's truly an Indigenous co-production.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, and the New Zealand Film Commission also gave us some funding through the producers to secure the post and to get that paid for and done properly. So I'm really grateful to the New Zealand film community for helping me put this vision together.
Mm.
So it's about... two LGBTQ plus friends who are living in a New Zealand beach town, and they're looking for gay people and they can't find any.
Okay.
So that's basically what it is, that I've been wanting to make a comedy, you know, like a gay comedy for a long time.
Yeah.
And I just sort of got this opportunity, you know, we got a little bit of funding from the Bawadan Collective, where I was like, okay, you know what, this is the film I want to make. I want to make this comedy now. So that's basically what it was about, because coming from Toronto, right, where I was before,
right,
I moved to New Zealand. You know, Toronto is very, you know, gay friendly. They have the whole street. It's like, it's a total atmosphere, you know?
Right.
And then when I went to New Zealand, just the town, it's just like going to any small town, right?
Sure.
There's no gay bars. There's none of that. So that's what we were sort of poking fun at. And then just the whole context around what does that even mean to you know, like, there's probably a lot of people around us, but we don't know, because like me and my partner had a discussion, like, in New Zealand, it's really accepted.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's not something that maybe people don't feel they have to be like really flamboyant about it, because even in the Maori culture, they have stories of people who were takatapuhi, they call it. And so I'm kind of going through that.
Sort of like two-spirited? Kind of, like two-spirited,
The character's sort of going, you guys have, you know, stories and language around it. And we actually don't have that here, you know, in the Haudenosaunee culture as well. So it's funny, but then it kind of has this serious note at the end, you know, that what does it mean for us? And what does it mean for us as a community and for us as a people?
So that's premiering, like you said, on Friday, October 21st at 6:30. And that's going to be at the Wolf Performance Hall. Now, is it also something that is both online and in person? Like, is it happening simultaneously? Or is, like you said, all the films will be post the festival and online at that point?
Some of the films will be post-festival. So I don't think that our one is actually available online after the festival. So it would have to be that thing, that one screening again, which is on Friday. And it's actually having its world premiere at Imaginative.
Nice. Congratulations on that. That's great.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of Imaginative, we'll also be speaking with Gary Farmer, who is receiving the August Schellenberg Award. So I'll be speaking with him later in the week as well. So really looking forward to that. And that's very exciting. Congratulations to him on that award. That's great.
Oh, I'm so happy for him. He so deserves it. And I'm just so glad that he's, you know, sort of had a revitalization of him because of Reservation Dogs, where he's so hilarious on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, what else can you tell us about the film festival? Because there's a lot of stuff going on. And then how many years has this festival now been running?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how many years the Forest City Film Festival has been going on, but this is the third year that I have been involved with making sure that there's Indigenous programming, which is also outside of the regular programming. So there's Indigenous programming in the regular competition, and then we have special extra programming that is dedicated. So the other screening that is going to be on Saturday in London at the Wolf Performance Hall again. So Saturday at 12 noon is going to be Slashback, which is Nyla Inukshuk's zombie sort of horror coming of age film. And The Shaman's Apprentice by Zacharias Canuck is going to open that film. So that is a really great program as well. Like, these films are so phenomenal. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah. And outside of that, the Indigenous films, I mean, the festival itself started on the 15th. It runs until the 23rd, right up till Sunday. And as we mentioned off the top, it shows a variety of shorts and longs, animated films, and youth films, right? There's a lot of things that are going on, not just for watching, but actually participating in.
Yes. And there's also a screenwriters conference, Ontario screeners. There's a whole conference all weekend too, that have industry events and filmmaker gatherings and, you know, panel discussions. I think there was also a discussion after Tom Wilson's documentary as well about 60 Scoop and adoption and things like that.
Yeah. I know one of the films that that is being shown, I haven't been able to watch the whole thing. It's just like, you know, you were saying off the top, the subject matter is too heavy. It's We Were Children. I think I got maybe a third of the way through, and halfway through, and I had to leave. I couldn't, you know, it was too much for me.
Yeah. I saw that film as well. Yeah. And I think through that film, I think I cried the whole way. I literally, just from beginning to end.
Yeah. It's one of those films that, like you mentioned, you know, the honesty and truthful telling of these things, they're important.
Yeah.
But, it also, because the building looks very much like the Mush Hole, the Woodland Cultural Center, which it is now. And I had a business, although I didn't attend residential school, you know, but it opened up as a place of business, you know, in there. And I had my business in there for like over 10 years. So that, you know, it really hit home, you know, in that regard for me as well.
Yeah, and I think it's really important, you know, that we tell these stories no matter how hard it is, because once it's out, it's out.
Yep.
You know, and we're not holding on to it. We're not holding on to all that pain and sadness, because you know, it's not good for us, for our health and for our well-being to hold on to all that anger and all that pain. So as hard as it is, for us to look at it. It's important that we do so that we can move forward.
Yes, and it's also important for other people to know this, you know, non-Indigenous people that, you know, as pointed out in the trailer there with the Marie Sinclair's honoring, about people may have known what about the schools, but had no idea what was going on in there, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And right. I think it's also about letting people know about the Truth and Reconciliation report, right? Like in that documentary, he says, read the report.
Yep.
And every single person, every non-Indigenous person in the world, pick one thing and do that.
Yeah.
It's just talking about it with people, you know, just being an ally and spreading the information and telling other people to read it. And that's how you can support.
Yeah.
Because every little bit helps of just spreading that information.
Yeah. Yep. Great. Is there anything else about the film festival itself that you're excited about, you think people should know about as we get into the, you know, the final few days of it?
I mean, I think I've, you know, just let everyone know that the screening, come to my film on Friday.
For sure.
Because it's going to be amazing.
Yep.
And then I'm going to be there and we're going to have a Q&A after
with
the other filmmakers. And it's a fun program.
Right.
Actually, all the programs this weekend are fun because our program is fun. And then we have the Slashback and Shaman's Apprentice, which is also a really good program. And it's fun as well.
Yeah, great. That sounds wonderful. Thanks for sharing about that and telling us about it once again. And so that, as you mentioned, is coming up on Friday, October 21st, 6:30 p.m. at the Wolf Performance Hall. And if people want to get tickets online in advance, they can go to the ForestCityFilmFestival.ca website, which is fcff.ca, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. And you can also get the tickets at the box office as well. So if you just show up, you can purchase tickets on site as well.
Right. And that's all happening in London, Ontario. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, you know, when we last spoke, you were in New Zealand and you're back now. So what's happened with your life and since then? And when did you get back here?
Well, we're here just for a visit because we've got work and we've got festivals, we've got, you know, so we've got a lot of work to do. So we're here for a few more weeks and then we're actually going to LA. My partner has a few meetings that she has to attend to out there. And then we'll be going back to New Zealand. And then I'll be back again in the new year because I've got to shoot another film.
Oh, nice.
So it's sort of like a back and forth at this point. So I split my time between Oneida and New Zealand at this point because I was back here in March as well. March and April for a couple of months because I'm trying to get this next short film going.
Yes.
So it's work. Like I'm not going to be gone forever.
Right.
I can't stay away.
Yes. And how are you enjoying the time down in New Zealand, by the way?
Oh, I love New Zealand. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And obviously, you know, being with the Maori people and hearing their language and seeing the progress that they've made within that country in terms of the language revitalization, which has been happening for like, I think they just celebrated like 50 years or something like that. Of language revitalization, and just the things that they do in terms of their culture is really beautiful. And I'm learning a lot in terms of just being able to speak up for a lot of issues here in Canada for our people, because that's what they're really good at over there. You know, they don't back down and they don't be quiet about things when issues come about. And so I'm really taking it as a huge learning experience and just being able to bring the things that I learn from the Maori people, even in terms of film development and the film industry, and just bringing it back to my people as well.
Great. Okay, Judith, been a real pleasure speaking with you, Nyawago, for taking the time to join us on the show and talk to us and share about your film. Congratulations once again. Look forward to seeing it. Look forward to actually meeting you in person at some point as well, now that we've had a couple of chances to meet over Zoom in the last couple of years.
That would be amazing.
And continued success with all of your work and everything that you're doing as well.
Yeah, I'll go, David.
Hey, are you going to be involved with next year's festival, do you think?
Yes, probably, yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. It's so nice that you're able
to talk to you for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great that you're able to have this long distance sort of relationship, but keep your hand and yourself involved with the local community and the local indigenous community as well with this film festival, as well as your own work and your own community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. It's a pleasure, and it's I love doing it.
Yeah, it's great. All right, Judith, you take care of yourself. Congratulations once again, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Okay, Ona. Ona. That is Judith Gunatahawi Shiler. She is the Indigenous Program Curator for the Forest City Film Festival. She also happens to have a film in the festival this year, Once Upon a Time in the Bay. You can see that on Friday, October the 21st. At 6:30 p.m., if you go to the Wolf Performance Hall, if you want to find out about getting tickets, go to the forestcityfilmfestival.ca website. That is fcff.ca. And you can meet with Judith and talk with her about it. But you also get a chance to meet with other perhaps filmmakers and see some other films for this festival as well, which is on until Sunday, October the 23rd. Her film, as I mentioned, Once Upon a Time in the Bay, wrote it, she directed it, and she also stars in it. And it is about two LGBTQ plus Indigenous friends in an overwhelmingly straight New Zealand beach town searching desperately for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and that is gay people. Sounds like a lot of fun to see. All right, that is this portion of Compelling Conversations. I am your host, David Moses. It's been a pleasure to have you with us for this portion. Stick around, you know, we're always going to be having more interviews, if not right after this, right here on Compelling Conversations.